Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, today we're going to talk about sneezing cats. One of my clients said to me, why don't you tell people about the sneezing cats? And I thought, you know, that's a pretty good idea. And right after I thought of that, last week I had 6 sneezing cats in my office. So why do cats sneeze? That's the first thing to ask. Well, irritation. Just like you and I, something gets up your nose, dust, pepper, perfumes, household cleaners, sprays of any kind. That'll cause you to sneeze. It causes your cat to sneeze as well. Allergy problem, plain old pollen. You notice as you drive through town, you see some wet spots in the middle of the street under some of these overhanging trees. Well, that means that the sap is running and the leaves are starting to come out and the pollen level in the air is going up, and your cat is the first to notice that, I think. But pollen certainly is one of those things. Anything that they can be allergic to in the house is going to make them sneeze. Viral infections will do it sometimes. Sometimes distemper will, sometimes rhinotracheitis, and even sometimes Khaleesi virus will cause them to sneeze. It's a viral infection. They can get a cold kind of like thing, just like you and I do. That's going to make them sneeze as well. Also, bacterial infections are probably one of our biggest things. It's simple sinus infection. Well, where do you get a sinus infection? Same place you do. It just happens sometimes. Snuff something up your nose and it stays there and gets itself established. And when that happens, you start seeing a discharge when you sneeze. Not just that clear water stuff, but actual colored stuff, yellow, green, sometimes white like milk. And when they sneeze, you'll find it on you or on something near the cat. They also, with a bacterial infection, they get that stuffed up nose. The problem with a stuffed up nose in a cat is that cats like to smell their food before they eat. Well, if you have a stuffed up nose, you can't smell. And when you can't smell, the first thing you do if you're a cat is you quit eating. So a lot of times people come into my office and say, my cat's quit eating. What's going on? I take a look at them. I listen to their lungs. Their lungs are clear. I listen to their throat. Not too bad. I look at their nose and lo and behold, it's all stuffed up. It's a great reason for them not to eat, so we attack it from that standpoint. You'll also, if they don't sneeze a lot, you may see a little yellow or greenish discharge right down at the inside corner of their nose, something you always kind of want to watch for if your cat stops eating. Because they like to smell their food and their nose is stuffed up, sometimes you have to do something fun to get them to eat their food. One of the things I tell people to do is go buy stinky food. What does that mean? Well, fish are pretty stinky and liver is pretty stinky. If you buy those kinds of foods, sometimes your cat, even with a stuffed nose, can smell them and they're more likely to go ahead and eat even if they have a stuffed up nose. And that's important that they continue to eat. Bad teeth is a reason for sinus infections. We get root abscesses. Those abscesses have a tendency to break up into the sinuses and that can cause a very severe sinus infection. So bad teeth, something we always need to check when we've got those cats that are sneezing. Short noses, like on Himalayans, where the nose is kind of pushed back in their face, those cats sneeze a lot. They have a lot of nasal problems because what we've done is we've taken a long old nose and we've pushed it back in their head and made it all accordion in there. Really not very congenial for a nice way to sneeze anything out of there. There's some odd reasons for cats to sneeze, I suppose, because there are odd reasons why people sneeze. Some people sneeze when they go out in the sunlight. That's an actual described condition. I sneeze when I get chilled. I asked my doctor about that, and he said, sorry, that's not something that's described in the literature. You must be an oddball. But hey, maybe my cat is an oddball with me. If he gets a little chilled, he's going to sneeze. I don't know. So what do we do? Well, there's 2 things. One is prevention, one is treatment. Preventions. What do you do? Well, if he's allergic to your favorite perfume, make sure the cat's out of the room when you put on your perfume. If you're cleaning with household chemicals and you see your cat sneezing around, probably ought to not let the cat in the room while you're doing that. So that's just kind of some typical things that you can do to help prevent. Treatments. When you get into the bacterial infections, you need to come see me. That's my job to get those treated for you. Right now, we're using an injectable antibiotic that lasts a week, and it really is working very well. I want to remind you that there's only 3 weeks left in our HeartGuard special. Buy a year's supply of HeartGuard, get a $12 mail-in rebate, and also get a free heartworm test. If you don't need the test right now, we'll give you a little card that you can bring it back later and get that free test. Also, remember that HeartGuard is the best heartworm prevention that we have on the market today as far as I'm concerned, and that's the one we use. This is Dr. Leonard from the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa, and always our number is 243-2121.